Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Evans Brothers Taking a Joke Too Far.
Hey, welcome to the fucking clown show this week, everybody. Do you know what's funny or do you not?
Somebody has to.
I know one person who does not know what's funny.
Yeah. Listen, this week is a bit of a test for all of you. This week we're covering the Chevy Chase National Humor Test.
The who?
Chevy Chase. That's right, baby. It's episode 3 of TV with Chevy on Broke Box Office. God.
Broke Box Office.
Yes, I'm so glad we're doing I realize we're only hurting ourselves at this point.
It's true. I don't know if anybody's listening to these. Who are ourselves, though, also? My name's Luke.
Yes, I'm Zach.
And this all started as a bad joke, and it keeps going.
It started because we like funny rhyming things. You know what? I was thinking while we were doing this, while I was watching this, we should have done, like, TV with Bree Bree, like, with Allison Bree, because she was in Community. Or, I don't know, something
or
else.
Like, literally anyone else.
Other than anyone on the cast. TV with Kim Jong-E? He's done a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, we could just watch a bunch of The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
But instead, we had to watch this thing. I will start, I guess, by talking about the people that are in it.
Yeah, who's in it? One of your guys is in it, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we should first of all say this is basically just a variety special. It's like a sketch thing. And apparently it originally was an hour long, but what we watched was only 30 minutes.
One of the things I was going to mention is some of the comments on the YouTube video are pretty funny.
Yeah.
But you know, the video we watched was 33 minutes long. So an hour minus commercials is probably not that much longer. One guy says,
yeah, that's true.
There are several minutes missing. And then he goes on to say, there are a few funny moments, and all of those moments are not in this video.
Oh, no. So,
all of the funny stuff, I guess, has been cut out for this upload to YouTube.
Interesting. Interesting strategy. But guess what? Chevy Chase is in it.
Chevy Chase is in it.
Talked about him before. Not going to do it again.
He's done stuff.
Oh, God. We also have Pam Dauber, who I'm not very familiar with, but she is Mindy on Mork and Mindy.
Oh, okay.
So that seems to be like her big thing. Also, this is going to be like the most embarrassing let's talk about the cast segment for me, because a bunch of these are like 70s and 80s comedians that I know I should know more about, but don't.
Yeah.
And she's one of them. So there's that.
Yeah, a lot of the names were recognizable to me, but I was like, I couldn't tell you anything they've done.
Yeah. Yeah. The only name I did recognize was Martin Mull.
Yeah.
Because he's in one of my favorite movies ever, which is Clue. He plays Colonel Mustard.
Yeah.
And he seems funny in that movie. Yeah. He's hilarious in that. He also is in Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
He apparently was on Roseanne. But he's just done a shitload of stuff, to be honest. Mm-hmm. He's still working too, pretty consistently, it looks like. So good for him. Who else do we have? This is another name that I was like, yeah, that's a name I've heard. Milton Berle is in this. I have no idea who this guy is. But you know, some of the names of movies I recognize, like It's a Mad World, the Muppet Movie. I mean, he even had The Milton Berle Show in the early 50s, it looks like.
Good for him.
So he's a real somebody.
Yeah, that name's familiar.
Yeah, right? we also have Joyce Brothers, which is another name. She's in some National Lampoon stuff, and she's in The King of Comedy. What else? I mean, it really is a lot of National Lampoon people.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. And then you have uncredited people like Christopher Guest and Michael Gwynn, Tom Leopold and Harry Shearer. And there's not much to go through for those four guys. They're all comedians who have done a number of things, almost none of which I'm familiar with. So
yeah. What was it? Christopher Guest. I know that name, and I feel like I've seen something that he's in. I don't know.
Yeah, the name Michael Gwynn rang a bell for me as well. So
yeah,
they're people that are out and about and in stuff. Yeah, Christopher Guest is in this Spinal Tap, it looks like.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I've never seen, but yeah, he's in a lot of stuff that is literally on my list. He's in Spinal Tap. He's in Waiting for Guffman. He's in Best in Show. None of these I've seen, and I really need to.
I think I've seen Spinal Tap. I feel like I had to have at some point. Mm-hmm.
And then also you have Hugh Hefner as himself, apparently.
I don't. That must have been part that was cut out, because I don't.
I was gonna say I do not recall that. Honestly, that's kind of funny, knowing that maybe the part that was cut had something to do with Hugh Hefner, and imagining maybe the reasons why it was cut.
Yeah, I mean, there were a few things that they left in that they probably should have cut out if they're gonna.
Oh boy, were there!
Year of our Lord 2020. yeah.
Oh god.
Well, I can talk about who made this.
Yeah, please do. Who do we have to blame?
Well, this is interesting because a lot of the people behind the scenes did some like kind of cool stuff.
Okay.
It was directed by Tom Turbovich. His last name is spelled T-R-B-O-V-I-C-H, and I was like, that was interesting.
That's too many consonants.
Yeah. I imagine he's like Eastern European, maybe.
Maybe Czech or something.
Yeah. He's directed a lot of TV shows, TV specials, stuff like this.
Nice.
One of the things was just called The TV Show. I was like, oh, what the fuck was that?
That's like the Washington football team that we have right now.
Wait, what? Oh, is it just called that now?
Yeah. Have you heard that? That's what they're calling it. So it's really funny. Sometimes like SportsCenter will be on in the fucking break room at work, and I'll just hear, you know, something and the Steelers and against the Washington football team.
The Washington football. That's so fucking funny. They should just keep
so
that.
Dumb.
It's hilarious.
I know. I kind of hope they do.
I want to get some merch from them that just says the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. And their like logo should just be a football. They're like, yeah, guess who's the main team now?
With like the outline of just Washington. There you go.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh my god. Anyway. And this guy also did 36 episodes of Laverne and Shirley. He was the director of that We Are the World thing. That
oh, wow.
I vaguely know of.
Yeah. Interesting.
He did some Newhart. He did some Full House. He did something with the Smothers Brothers. Mm-hmm. He did 27 episodes of that show Dinosaurs, which we never watched. I feel like it was
Dinosaurs.
Like a little bit before our time.
Oh, it's,
it was the
yes,
one where they
okay.
were all like puppets.
Yes.
And it was like a sitcom, but about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've never seen an episode of that.
Most interestingly to me was a real blast from the past. He directed 10 episodes of The Puzzle Place.
Hell yeah, baby.
I had forgotten those words. Like
Puzzle Place, The Puzzle Place. Let's all go to The Puzzle Place.
I immediately remember. And I remembered I had like a little stuffed animal of the one of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Sky.
You
the
like,
cool one.
I remember you really liking Puzzle Place. Like I thought Puzzle Place was like your thing.
Yeah,
that's so fun.
I don't know why I liked it so much.
Was it?
But yeah, this guy
was Puzzle Place religious, or was it just like PBS kind of shit? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was just like educational.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, I don't know. It was PBS Kids, so
okay,
it was like,
yeah, so like yeah. Arthur and
Sesame Street.
Imagine. Wait. I almost just said Imagine Dragons. Wait, what is the dragon show called?
Oh, man, what is it called?
Dragon Tales.
Dragon That's Tales, it. Right. According to the Wikipedia page, it was replaced on the network by Between the Lions.
I remember so, that one, too. That was another fun one with puppets.
Yeah, puppets. Anyways, yeah, it was very... I remember it being, like, very multicultural.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had the whole gang of all sorts of different ethnicities and stuff.
There was a computer called Weebus.
Wait. I don't remember that part, but I love it.
I don't remember that either. That's pretty funny.
Weebus.
Anyways. Oh. This seems to have been written by most of the comedians who appeared on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Chevy, Martin Mull, Harry Shearer, Christopher Guest, etc.
I see.
It was produced by a guy named Terry Hughes, who seems to, again, be a prolific TV director and also sometime producer. It seemed like he produced a lot of the stuff that he directed. He seemed to mainly be British, at least at the beginning of his career, because he did stuff called, like, Wakey Wakey Tavern and Ripping Yarns.
Oh, gosh.
It's just, like, the most British stuff you could think of.
Yeah.
But I guess at some point he moved to America, because he did 108 episodes of The Golden Girls.
Nice.
And 100 episodes of Third Rock from the Sun.
Nice.
He did some Friends, and he's been doing stuff up till last year. But again, had a little bit of a connection. Most notably for us, he was the director of the pilot of That 70s Show.
Hey, love it.
None of the rest of the show, but the pilot.
This is a good pilot, 12, though.
12 episodes of That 80s Show.
Which I think is all the episodes of That 80s Show.
I think it might be all of them. Did you... Wait, have we talked about this already? Have you heard about that 90s show?
No. What is that?
Oh, my God.
Is this the thing that is happening?
Yeah. Wait, I'm going to play a little guessing game with you. Last time I heard, there are two actors... It's like a sequel to That 70s Show.
Oh, wow.
And two actors from the original show are confirmed to be on this new show.
Okay.
I'm not sure who will be, but these two are the only two that are confirmed so far.
Okay. Interesting. My guess is Wilmer Valderrama and Tommy Chong.
That is a hilarious guess. And I bet, you know, Wilmer Valderrama is probably not doing much these days.
Yeah, he's Bob the Builder, right? That's like...
No, Handy Manny, isn't it?
Handy Manny, yes, yes.
Yeah, one of those little kid stars. You are incorrect, but you're closer than you might have thought with the Tommy Chong guess, because it is, I forget her name, but Red and Kitty.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, Deborah Jo Rupp and Kurtwood Smith, names. Yeah.
Kurtwood Smith, I remember.
She was on fucking WandaVision. She's doing well.
Yeah, she's having Rupp Renaissance. But yeah, apparently what I saw is that it's going to be them and their grandkids, and I guess maybe Eric and Donald. Like, who knows? Like, that would be so insane if it wasn't them.
Or if they had to, dude, if they recast Eric, that would be so funny.
That would be so sad.
I hope Topher Grace comes back. I love Topher Grace.
I know. What is he doing now? You know.
He's on that NBC show, I think, where it's like it's like three siblings who all, like, one of them's really rich and one of them's middle class and one of them's like lower class, and it's like, oh, siblings and money.
I feel like that's a lot of shows these days.
Yeah,
the production sound mixer is going to be my spotlight for this episode.
Nice.
Because his name is Richard Van Dyke. And I was like, that's a very specific name to have that is also the name of a very famous person. Mm-hmm. I assume he was always like, please, I don't go by Dick.
Please, Richard.
Richard, yeah, just use the full name.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has 79 sound department credits, mostly as like a mixer on stuff like Cosmos, that TV show.
Oh, yeah.
The Exorcist 3, which is an awesome movie.
Nice.
More people should watch it. The Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, wow. The live action one?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, that one. American Beauty, the pilot of 6 Feet Under, Crash, Sky High, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yes, dude.
What if
I remember that movie?
Yeah, this like, all of these people did weird shit from... I mean, I guess That 70s Show isn't weird, but stuff that we watched... He also had a bunch of uncredited roles as like a photographer for the sound mixers, which I was like, what does that mean? I guess I don't really know what he was doing there. But that's it. There was not
so
a
that's
lot
who we
of
have to blame.
Credits. Yeah. It was very sparse IMDb page, I feel like.
Right. Because it's just such a, I don't know. It's, I feel like things like this don't really happen anymore, like little variety special hours of bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah, it led me, like, okay, my main thing about this is like, why, like, what is it, why does it exist?
Yeah,
like, would people like get excited and like tune in, like, oh my god, the Chevy Chase National Humor Test? It's so like bizarre.
It just feels like a terrible episode of some sketch comedy show. It feels like a terrible episode of SNL.
Yeah, basically. Kinda, yeah. I mean, you know, Chevy Chase, he was this after he was on SNL, I guess? I don't know.
79. I honestly have no idea because I'm not yeah. a big SNL person. But
yeah. But, and, okay. I was trying to figure out the whole time. Well, not the whole time, I guess, but he near the beginning, it starts and Chevy Chase is using, like, he has inhaled some helium or something and his voice is all high and it's, like, very funny. Good larfs and laughs and stuff. but he says, like, it's going to be an interactive thing. And I was like, oh, this will be kind of interesting.
Right.
Like, you should have, like, some sort of thing attached to your TV guide. Do you think that was real and it was, like, part of the joke? Or was he just making shit up completely?
Dude, I spent the whole time wondering that. Because also, then they never really returned to this. So the fact that they never returned to it makes me think that it was a bit. And that there was no such thing in your TV guide. But who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it feels like the kind of thing where it could have been like, because, you know, you got to fill up the TV guide somehow. And it could have just been like its own sort of like they wrote jokes for the sheet that you have there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We missed all the outside engagement required to understand the complex humor in this special. That's the problem.
You know what I want to do is go on eBay and see if there's any TV guides from 1979 that have the Chevy Chase humor test included.
Watch, we'll like find one and then we'll just come back and be howling with laughter at the
yeah, it makes the so brilliance. Much sense now. Yeah, we'll also have to find a full hour long upload of it.
Mm-hmm. With whatever the fuck Hugh Hefner was doing.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you want to go through this even?
Right, because like. It's weird formally, too, because it starts out like this whole, it's like a panel show, and it's like,
yeah,
we have this, our studio audience, and we also have this group that's playing in Chicago, and this group that's playing along in New York, and like, but then it never really shows us them again.
Yeah, and it just turns into a sketch show. And it'll show them, like, reacting to something.
Yeah.
But, and also, there's a fucking, he introduces Jack Fisk, a mime. Who never does any mime.
Right.
He just, like, doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Very. I don't know why that's so weird to me to just be like, oh, yeah. He's a mime. But he's not going to do anything.
The first bit is just very hacky. The history of comedy. Like, imagine you're in 11th grade. You're 16. And you join your school's morning announcements, and they're like, every morning we do a little sketch, and you're with your friends and you're like, how about we do like the history of comedy and have like ancient Roman people making fart noises.
Oh my
that's
god,
that's pretty much it. That's pretty much this. Dude, except this is like 6 minutes long.
Yeah, holy shit. You're
it's
exactly
just very
right.
Basic, very low-hanging fruit,
so fucking
just
happy.
Kind of structural nonsense.
It's so hard for like this also made me think like what is the oldest thing that I think is funny. Like I think we talked about this recently on like the horror episodes where it's like what's the oldest movie I've seen that actually scared me, what's like the oldest thing you saw that actually made you laugh, because I feel like, you know, maybe at the time people thought this was funny, I don't know. But
that's a really interesting question.
I mean, obviously, Clue. That's from, like, what, early 80s?
Well, I mean, it depends on what medium you're talking about, really, because there are some Shakespeare plays that I think are hilarious.
I guess that's true.
You know, it all depends. There's, I think, Love's Labor's Lost is the fucking funniest Shakespeare play.
Yeah.
There's a scene where there's...
I've never seen that one.
The whole plot is, like, the king says that all the men aren't allowed to be with women anymore because they're about to go to war or, like, something like that. But of course, everybody's still fooling around with women like on the side and they're trying to hide it from each other. And there's this scene in the wood that just is fucking brilliant because it's like one guy comes out and he's reading romantic poetry and then he hears somebody else coming and he hides. And then that happens like 3 times in a row. So there's like 5 guys all hiding from each other, all listening to each other read romantic poetry.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
That does sound pretty funny.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's an early movie based on that play, it would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
But,
good question, though. Who knows?
This is not.
Yeah, this is not funny at all. But the next, what is it? The next sketch, the history of humor on the microfiche.
Yeah.
That's the only one that made me chuckle.
Yeah, I mean, you see the punchline coming from a mile away, but I was still kind of it's kind of funny.
Well, and it goes back to like we were talking about last time. This is the only sketch that really plays to Chevy Chase's strength, which is like that deadpan that, you know, because the whole show is really very deadpan. But this was the only one that I thought really pulled it off and gave me a chuckle.
Yeah, yeah. And when he burns up the entirety of every joke written, they're both so low-key about just like,
oh, yes, oh, well. It's very, very subtle. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And oh, the part that did make me kind of laugh where he was like, oh, I think the money's in my other pants. And he like unzips his pants and pulls them down. Yes. And has other pants on underneath those pants. I was like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I do agree. Yeah, this part was... Oh, and then the next one I actually kind of enjoyed also, where it's like Chevy and some lady are like flirting next to a fire.
Uh-huh.
And it's very... like I was like, what's the joke here? And it just like kind of kept going for a while. And then all of a sudden, like a little screen falls down in front of Chevy that's like... Basically, it was an in-person like sort of phone line thing. Yes. Where he like is paying money to flirt with this lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But it's just, yeah, like it's little gags here and there that are funny that kind of disappear about halfway through.
Yeah, it really slows down.
The other thing that I was going to say is I wish it had a laugh track the whole time. I feel like I would have enjoyed it at least a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like some of the middle stuff near the end too, it's just like very deadpan, and it just creates a lot of silence because they're just kind of like looking at each other.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there one or two bits that are filmed in front of the live audience so that do have laughter to them, and then some of them just don't?
Yeah, the beginning has a laugh track. And I noticed at some point I was like, wait, there's no laughing happening. And then it comes back at the end. So I guess it must have been all the live studio stuff.
So weird to like mix it up like that, though. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone do that. If you're going to do a show in front of an audience, do the whole show.
Yeah, like you have, they have the, speaking of SNL, even on like the pre-recorded shorts, they have the audience laughing like as they're watching the short with you.
Exactly.
It's so bizarre to not do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that it works with sitcoms too. Like episode of like Friends or whatever, if there's a scene where they're walking down the sidewalk outside, they film that the day before and then they show it to the studio audience on the day of taping.
I just never thought about that. That's a good point.
Yeah. Weird.
Oh, God. Anyways.
Let's see what's next.
There's something about Einstein. Yeah, yes. That's not funny at all.
Nope.
Dr. Chase has a cauliflower.
Oh, yeah. This whole bit. He's talking about where humor is in your brain or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole bit really is just watch Chevy Chase rip up a cauliflower.
Yeah. And
this
then,
was the first one where I started being like, this is stupid.
Yeah, well, what's even worse is he finally gets down to a tiny piece of cauliflower and he's like, this is the laughter nodule or whatever.
Yep.
What goes on in there? And then it zooms in and there's like a clown and a clown dog sitting inside there. And they just kind of like sit there and then it cuts away and it's like, oh, fucking nothing happened.
Yeah, I was so ready for some shit with the clown and the clown dog. The clown dog was so cute.
Yeah.
It's also very confusing because, okay, I just wanted to, it's such a stupid little nitpick, but when we're, what the clown or whatever, it very clearly is intentionally done to be like kind of a dingy, like almost like a hotel room, and you can hear like commotion outside. Like you can, it's like it's a hotel room in New York or something and there's like cars going by and like stuff. And that was just... very confusing to me in world. I was like,
yeah, it's like, what are you trying to say with this part?
What's happening in your brain? Yeah.
Maybe it's just like you are in an apartment and you can hear that. So your brain is also. Oh my God. So the next one is the bank, which is mainly notable because at one point the guy running the bank says, we came up with the idea of mixing funny with money. And I was like, what foreshadowing? For a later Chevy Chase project.
I forgot even, like, I feel like that's one of the reasons that TV with Chevy feels so tired now, because I forgot that we did Funny Money fucking first before we even started doing this. So we've had so much Chevy Chase in the last year.
Yeah, it has been within the last year, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
It's been a lot. The bank stuff is not funny at all.
No, it's so dumb. Gonna, it's like, the same as the first one. It's the same as the, like, history of comedy.
Yeah.
It's that fucking same high school kid going, like, what if at the bank they were funny?
What if bank was funny?
What if bank funny?
Yeah. Also, what That's if... it. Guy was racist to Asian people.
Oh my god. What a turn that I was not expecting that bit to take.
Yeah. I don't even like remember what he said. I just had that note and I was like, if you're gonna cut something out, maybe like cut that part out.
Because I mean, it's just a racist bit. It's just like, here's this bank guy and he's talking to this Asian couple about a loan or something, and like they can't understand him, so he gets all racisty.
Yeah, he starts like using one of those like stereotypical accents to talk to them, and you're just like, why?
So cringy.
Am I watching this? I wrote down here, I'm so lost. Just like, I couldn't understand like why anything was happening. They go to a hospital next, and like there's like fashion fitting him for a lab coat, and like, what is the joke? Is that the joke? I don't.
And then I feel
like so much of this is like so not funny that I kept being like, well, maybe I'm not getting it. Like, what is the joke here? But I think it was just like, I got the joke and it was not funny.
Right. Yeah. God, I forgot how, I'm just kind of like clicking through the video. I forgot how fucking long the bank bit is.
The bank. Yeah,
there's
the bank
so much of that bank bit.
With the checks and like, oh, these checks have famous people on them. And that
oh
was another
my God,
one where those,
yeah.
those two people were so deadpan. That it just, and what they were so deadpan, and what they were saying wasn't funny, that I was just like extremely bored.
So I'm looking at the hospital thing now. Then they start talking about, they think that humor is connected to the sex drive or whatever. And this is just a scene where Chevy Chase just fucking makes out with this lady. It's
because
not
he said
funny
words
at all.
They do word association, and he says shit like Caligula. Or quiche, or spatula, and ladies are like fucking horned up by this. I don't know, man.
They couldn't even come up with like jokes for him to tell. They just said say words.
Yeah, like what? That's not. She's like, oh, spatula is her favorite funny word.
Yeah.
I'm like, really, spatula? That's not even a funny word.
Yeah.
Should have had like, I don't know, poop or something. That's a funny word.
It feels like this bit never really gets around to the joke.
Yeah.
Because literally what happens is he says these words and then these ladies make out with him and then he leaves. And nothing funny happens.
Yeah. And then he goes to a room where they're like monitoring rats to see if they can understand humor.
Oh my
but
God,
this isn't,
yeah.
it's not even that. This one, I cannot even imagine how it could be conceived as funny because it's just a guy singing some song about Ireland.
Yep.
It's not like about like a joke about Ireland. It's just
Listen,
I went to Ireland.
Everyone who's listening. I know you think you misheard that just now about a room full of mice and a guy with a mustache singing about Ireland, but you didn't. Nope. That's what happens in as plain as we can put it.
Yeah. And and you would imagine it to be some sort of like ribald tavern song or something, but no, it's just like, oh, I went to Ireland one time and
Yep. And I hope you're ready for another musical number. Because
oh my God, yeah.
Now we're going to watch a bunch of Marines whistle?
Yeah. And this part, when it cuts to just, like, it's all of them, and then it's just Chevy for a minute. And it was this is him, like, this is his show. Like, it reminded me of his talk show where he's doing the stupid singing thing. And I was like, oh my God, he's like, he's already preparing.
I didn't even think about that parallel, actually. That's hilarious. This is very similar to the weird... uncanny faces singing in the void on the Chevy Chase show. They're also, aren't they whistling? What are they whistling? I forget.
I don't fucking know. It's I could tell though that originally that they started out whistling like some actual like whistly kind of like Navy song, and then they transitioned into like some popular song probably because they started dancing weird.
I think it was Staying Alive. It was like a disco song.
Was it?
Something like that.
I feel like I just like zoned out and didn't notice.
But again, you know, there's not really a joke in this. It's just some guys whistling. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yep. And then...
Is that the fucking end?
No, no. Martin Mull goes to his dressing room and talks about how he knows what things are funny.
Oh, yeah.
And I like... men having nipples is the final one he comes to, and he's like, "Oh, it's gonna be funny in 2 minutes."
Oh, right. They talk about like show. When you know they talk about like how you know it's the concept of like how soon is too soon? When will things become funny or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And then there Nixon hey, is wonder, there for a second.
Well, yeah. some like actual footage of Nixon as he's, yeah. I guess, making a joke about something. I don't even remember. And they've been sort of cutting to different people talking about like getting points or losing points to, I guess, sort of like keep right. up the idea that this is a game show, but it's very nonsensical and
right.
maybe it is even more nonsensical because we aren't getting the whole show here. But yeah, then he fucking says, Chevy's like, "Well, the show's over. Here's your final score, 60. And then I guess that's it.
I gotta assume, just because of that being like the end, that the whole, that it's just a bit that like, because what a dumb way to end it.
Yeah. I wonder if Martin Mull could tell us when this fucking shit's gonna become funny.
There's not a time. There's not enough time in our universe.
Yeah, the heat death of the universe will come first.
You know what, though? It's not as bad as the Chevy Chase show, in my opinion.
That's true. I did watch the whole thing.
Yes. And there was more than once that I chuckled.
Yeah, I got my hopes up kind of at the beginning. I was like, all right, maybe this might be like kind of like, oh, ha, ha. But
it really is the bank bit is the hardest part to get through.
The bank fucking kills it.
We're not even... exaggerating, it's a third of the thing. It's mm-hmm. 10 minutes long.
Yeah, pretty much.
In this bank.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel so drained.
I know. But we have to for the people, because how else is everyone gonna know about all the TV shows with Chevy Chase that you can watch for free?
Yeah.
People have to know.
How this is gonna become like the preeminent Chevy Chase retrospective podcast. Like, I don't think anyone else in the world born after like 1980 has seen this shit.
Yep. Let's see. It has 3.2K views, which is more than I would have guessed.
Yeah. But... And you know, some of the comments were like, "I watched this when it was airing," and I fucking bet you that we are the two youngest people who have ever seen this.
You know what? I would take that bet. I believe that. Yeah. Because why on earth would you, unless it was like...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Speaking of the YouTube video, it reminded me, there was one other comment I wanted to address where someone says, "Chevy and Martin Mull probably had a lot to talk about since Bill Murray tried to beat up both of them at different times and even yelled the same insult at each of them. Medium talent." And so I looked that up because I was like, that sounds like a fun story.
Yeah.
And apparently it was after Chevy left SNL, he then came back to host and everyone was kind of like upset at him. And he and Bill Murray got in a fight. And then one time Bill Murray was on stage and Martin Mull was like in the front talking during his show and Bill Murray wanted to beat him up.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't imagine Bill Murray as a violent person. So this is pretty, pretty crazy.
I can't even picture Bill Murray fighting anyone.
I know. But yeah, if anybody could make you want to punch him in the face, it's probably Chevy Chase.
You know what, though? I do forget that back then, when all of this was probably happening, all of them were on so much cocaine.
True, yeah.
Just an unbelievable amount of cocaine in the comedy world in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess everyone was pretty high strung back then, probably. Yeah.
Wow. So, that's an enthusiastic do not watch, I guess. Once again on TV with Chevy.
Yeah. If you want to like experience some history, you can watch like the first I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. But as soon as you see a fucking bank, turn that shit off.
Get
right away.
Out of there.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it. But regardless, thanks for listening to this show. We appreciate it. Return next time where we will be back to normal.
Yes.
Do we know what are we
surprise you again like I used to.
Ooh.
Full length feature next week. It's gonna be something called The Witcher. Maybe you've heard of it.
The Witcher?
Yes.
Like the video game?
Yes. So
Okay. I think I've heard of this actually.
Yeah, The Witcher video game and TV show now are based on a series of books that are older than that. I don't know how old they are.
Oh,
but okay, in 2001, a movie was made out of those books. And it is a... I found a playlist of Polish movies on YouTube.
Huh.
And since I believe the books are Polish, I don't want to... I think they are, but The movie most certainly is. And it has English subtitles, though. So go check that out. You can just search The Witcher 2001 and you'll find it right there on YouTube for you.
Fantastic. That's, you know what? This is really funny because I've actually been wanting to watch that show because I know season two is coming out soon, if not already, but
it's middle of December. Yeah. So I thought this will be a fun, like, primer. We can be topical.
That's hilarious. Maybe after I watch the movie, I'll go watch the show. We'll see.
Yeah. I'll be interested to compare.
Yeah, go watch The Witcher, I guess, everybody. And then return next week, and we'll chat about it. Yeah. And in the meantime, follow us on Instagram at BrokeBoxOffice.
Yes, yes, yes.
And tell your friends about the show. Give us ratings and reviews if you had a good time.
Yeah, email us at BrokeBoxOffice@gmail.com.
Yes.
And please request that we no longer do TV with TV.
Yeah, you don't even have to suggest anything at this point. Just if anybody... requests no more, we'll stop. You have the power to end this.
Yes, but not until then.
No.
We're like genies who've been cursed by ourselves.
Yes.
Wishes that no one asked for.
Please do reach out and give us suggestions. We are open to whatever. We're just having fun. Cool. Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. Stay safe out there. If you're thinking about switching up banks, make sure you don't go to the funny money fucking one.
The humor bank.
Because they're annoying and also racist.
Yeah, stay away.
Yep.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.